Last Sunday, after the meeting, on my way home,
我的那个 Emily 跟 Lori， 她告诉我说，今天在英文聚会发生了一件很特别的事情。
So my daughters told me that something special happened in the English meeting.
她说我们在薄饼聚会祷告的时候呢 ，Rhonda 姐妹站起来做了一个见证。
That is during the bread and cup meeting, Sister Rhonda stood up and shared her testimony.
说她的病得到了医治。
And she shared that her illness was healed.
哦，我说呀，我知道了。
And I said, yes, I know.
我说在礼拜五晚上呢 ，Rhonda 姐妹已经告诉我了。
She already told me Friday night.
那我说我非常的高兴。
And I'm very happy.
我们也我很感谢主。
And I'm very thankful to the Lord.
那过不久呢，妹姐妹就打电话告诉我这个事情。
And then shortly after that, Sister May called me and told me about this also.
那我就在听妹姐妹跟我讲呢，今天发生了什么事情。
As I was listening, what she was trying to tell me over the phone, what happened today?
我一面听，忽然间我的心就苏醒过来。
And then, as I was listening, my heart was quickened.
我就觉得这个是一件非常不平常的事情。
And I then realized that this was a very extraordinary thing.
哦，我真希望当时我也在场。
And how I hope that I was there.
你知道，我是一个生长在牧师家庭里面的人。
I was raised in a pastor's home.
我从小就听到很多神迹奇事，也经历很多神迹奇事。
From my childhood, I heard about a lot of miracle healing, and I have seen a lot as well.
我和齐光定兄，我们在结婚前，我们就是侍奉主的人。
And before Brother David and I were married, we were serving the Lord.
我一生中参加过许多的聚会。
In my lifetime, I have attended many different meetings.
我也听过数不清的那个见证。
And I have heard of numerous that I cannot even count the number of testimonies.
甚至我已经有点习惯性的听到神迹奇事的见证。
And to me, it's nothing that unique about it anymore.
但上周日下午我听到这些话的时候，我心里非常的激动。
But last Sunday, when I heard these words, my heart was very stirred.
不只是这里有一个人他的病得到医治。
Here, not only someone's illness was healed.
这里有一个人他遇见了主。
Someone actually has met the Lord.
就像我们读的约翰福音中所说那许多人一样。
Just like what we read about in the Gospel of John, that many people met the Lord.
而他必须站起来，他诉说主的作为。
And he or she must stand up and tell the work of the Lord.
我们知道那是个不平常的事。
And we know that this is not an ordinary thing.
我们都知道，当聚会进行的时候，我们不要打断。
We know that during the meeting, we don't want to interrupt it.
我们都是中年人了。
And we are in our mid-age now.
我们也都算是专业的人士。
And we are professionals.
我们都知道这是不合宜的。
And we felt that that's not that adequate.
但是那一天他必须要站起来诉说神的作为。
But that day she stood up and she felt she must tell the work of God.
哦，在他生命中发生一件非常奇妙的事。
Because in her life something wonderful had happened.
哦，多盼望当时我也在场。
How I wish I was there.
哦，我真盼望这个事发生的时候我也在场。
How I wish that when that happened I was right there.
所以我就请Rhonda姐妹今天再来跟我们讲一下她的见证，因为我们大部分人没有听见。
So I asked Sister Rhonda to share with us again because most of us weren't there.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
This morning, I'm going to share my testimony of how I got a healing miracle of my ear infection in this very church 2 weeks ago.
今天早上我盼望能够跟大家分享差不多两个礼拜前我在这个教会我的耳朵怎么样蒙医治。
It began 6 weeks ago when I woke up with some pain in my ear,And within a day, it progressed a popping sound in my ears.
差不多是六个礼拜前开始，当我早晨醒来的时候呢，在我耳朵就有就开始痛，而且在一天之内呢，就变成是在我的耳朵里面有很响的声音。
I went to the doctor who prescribed painkillers and antihistamine tablets, and she said that she can see a bulge exist in my eardrum.
我去看了我的医生，他就开了一些的止痛药跟防过敏药给我，然后他说他在我的耳朵里面看在我的耳朵的鼓膜里面看到有突出的地方。
Two days later, the pain and the popping sound was keeping me awake at night, and so I went back to the doctor who said the bulge in my eardrum got bigger.
两天之后呢，这个痛跟这个响的声音呢，一直把我弄到晚上不能睡觉，所以我就回去看我的医生，他告诉我那个突出的地方变得更大。
She prescribed a strong dosage of antibiotics and referred me to ear, nose and throat specialist who gave me even more medicine to take.
他就开了更强的抗生素很强的抗生素给我，而且叫我去看耳科医生，然后呢也给我更多的药来吃。
My husband started fasting and praying and the English Bible group started praying for healing of my ears.
我的先生开始禁食为我祷告，而且我们英文组的小家也开始为我的得医治祷告。
I began to feel a little better in that there was less pain, but the popping sound was getting worse.
我就开始觉得有好了一点点，但是呢比较不痛，但是呢那个响声却是越来越厉害。
Two Sundays ago, my husband approached Sister Mary and asked for prayers to be said.
两个星期主日前，那个我的先生就请 Mary 姐妹来为我祷告。
Sister Mary took us into a quiet room and prayed. In her prayer, she said that God was the greatest physician.
Mary 姐妹带我们到一个安静的房间，为我们祷告，为我祷告。在她的祷告里面，她说我们的神是最伟大的医生，
And that he had cured her sister's knee and gave her daughter a 20/20 vision after an eye operation.
她跟我们交通神怎么样医治她妹妹的膝盖，而且怎么样让她的女儿经过手术以后，眼睛的手术以后得到20/20的视力。
During this time, I prayed silently and sincerely with faith that a miracle like this should happen to me.
正当这个时候，我自己也暗暗的祷告，我也有一个很强的一个相信，这样子的一个医治一个神迹会临到我。
I pray that I too can be cured and be freed from the ear infection and be able to have once again a restful night's sleep.
我祷告我能够得到医治，而且就不要再有这个耳朵的发炎，而且能晚上能够再一次的睡觉。
After leaving church that day, I said to my husband that the popping sound was gone and the pain was considerably reduced.
当天回家的时候，我们一坐到车上，我就跟我的先生说，这个响的声音已经不见了，而且呢，那个痛已经减到非常的小。
I stopped the medicines the following day and cancelled a follow-up appointment with my ENT specialist.
结果第二天我就停了吃那个药，然后我也取消了跟耳科医生的看病的时间。
That Sunday was truly a defining moment in my life.
那一天在我生命的里面是我一个决定性的时刻。
I've heard of miracles, but never saw one, much less experiencing one myself.
我从来没虽然我听见过有神医，但是呢，但是我从来没有见过，亲眼见过，那更不要说亲自的经历。
It has strengthened my faith in the Lord as I've only become a Christian 3.5 years ago.
虽然我只是一个基督徒，有3年半之久，但是这一次的事情实在是加强了我的信心。
Furthermore, I'm the only member in my sibling and parents to have received water baptism.
进一步的说，我是唯一在我家中是一个受浸过的基督徒。
Church for me when I was growing up as a child meant the family attending a Catholic service late and leaving early.
对我来说，从小参加教会的参加聚会呢，就是到天主教的崇拜迟到早走。
My family never owned a Bible, and I now own several Bibles since becoming a Christian.
我家人从来没有拥有一本圣经，但是自从我信了主以后，我现在有好几本圣经。
My desire now is for my family to be saved.
我的意愿是我的渴慕是我的家人也能够得救。
I now have renewed faith that I can slowly work with my family so that they can all be saved and live in harmony.
我现在有重新我的信心被更新，我愿意跟我的家人跟他们来往，为他们祷告，好让他们有一天也能够得救，而且能够很和睦的相处。
After I was cured, my husband said that fasting with prayers is significant for him and his family who are devout Christians.
我得了医治以后，我的先生告诉我说， 禁食祷告对他来说是非常的重要，因为他的家人是很虔诚的基督徒。
When his sister was young, they did not have money for her to continue her education after her second year medical school.
当他的妹妹年轻的时候，他的家并没有够钱可以供给他去继续的读医学院。
His mother prayed and fasted, and then a relative who rarely visits came to visit and offered to pay the tuition.
他的母亲禁食祷告，然后有一个亲戚很少来看我们的，忽然再来看我们，而且说他要付他的学费。
Today, that relative needs money in his old age.
今天呢，这个亲戚他已经年老了，他也需要有钱。
When my husband told me of this story after I was healed, I told him that we have to help.
当我先生把这个消息告诉我以后，我就跟我先生讲说，我们一定要帮忙他。
God put this message in my heart that we have to do the right thing and help him financially, so we have just started that process.
神把这样子的一个信息放在我心中。 让我知道说我们必须要做对的事，而且我们必须要有行动在钱财上帮忙他。After
I was cured, Sister May shared a verse from the Bible that touched my heart, which is, "Through His stripes we are healed."
当我被医治了以后，妹姐妹跟我分享一个经节，在圣经里面说，非常的触摸我的心，是说因着他的鞭伤，我们得了医治。
I truly believe that God's whipping and the stripes He bore for us is a direct result of my healing.
我很相信，我实在的相信，因为神他，因为主他为我受了鞭伤，这个是直接影响到我能够得到医治的原因。
I believe that God guided Sister Mary to speak the right words to me so that I can believe and I can be completely cured.
我也很相信是神 引导Mary姐妹跟我说对的话，让我能够相信我是可以完全得医治的。This
verse that Sister May shared with me touched me as it made me realize the extent to which God has suffered in order to cure me.
这一节圣经触摸我，因为让我能够明白神主实在是为了我受苦，让我能够得到医治。God
has shone His light in my heart on that day the miracle healing occurred to make me have the desire to be more Christ-like.
神同时也光照照亮我的心，就在那一天，他让我看见，我实在是有这样子的一个渴慕，我盼望能够更像基督。I
do not want to say hurtful words when I'm angry.
我若是 生气的时候，我不想再说一些会伤害人的话。I
just want to think about God when I'm angry and ask His help to keep me calm and be respectful to others.
我只是想说，当我生气的时候，我又多想到主，这样子我也可以请求他让我能够保持平静，而且保持我对人的尊重。For
example, I was angry once when the equipment broke down continuously at a previous workplace.
我给你们一个例子，就是我曾经在一个公司工作，那个地方呢，那些设备常常坏掉，我就非常的生气。I
went and told the CEO of the company about how crappy his equipment was and walked away.
我就很生气的来直接的跟我的大老板 这个公司大老板说，你这些机器实在是太坏了，然后我就离走了。
This type of behavior is not God-like.
这样子的行为表现实在不像神。
I have now been reading the Bible daily, spending alone time with God.
我现在开始每一天读圣经，而且每一天单独的花时间跟神在一起。
And as I grow spiritually, I plan to pass on my Christian knowledge to the younger generation. I want to start teaching the Bible youth classes at this church.
我也有意愿，当我继续属灵在属灵上长进的时候，我盼望能够把我对主的认识能够传递给下一代，而且我也有这个盼望能够在这个教会来教小孩。
I also plan to start going out to the Bible Way Church as of next week to help pack food for the needy.
我也计划这个礼拜六能够到 Bible Way 教会来帮忙把这些食物放在袋子里面给有需要的人。
I've already started doing ushering.
我也开始了学习怎么样做招待。
This healing has made me receptive to serving the Lord, serving in the house of the Lord and helping others.
这一次我的医治实在是使我能够更接受，非常的愿意来在神的家中学习服事，来帮助人。
This healing has made me change the emphasis from just me only thinking about myself to me thinking about how I can help others and be of service to others and serve the Lord.
这一次我也实在是蒙改变，我从一个重心就是只顾到我自己，只想到我自己，我现在开始想到别人，别人的需要，我如何能够服侍他们。
I now know why God brought me to this church so that I can grow spiritually.
我现在知道为什么神把我带到这个教会里面，好让我能够在属灵的生命上有进步。
And also to learn from the Friday's fellowship discussion and to make the members of this church my extended family.
而且能够在礼拜五的查经里面，我能够有所学习，而且把这个大家庭我也能够在这一个大家庭里面成为一个成员。
This healing miracle has been the greatest signal that God has given me that I must have strong faith and belief in Him, and that through Him all things will be made possible.
这次的蒙医治也让我能看见神，使我能够刚强，而且有很有信心在他的里面，也因着他。凡事都是可能的，他凡事他都能做。
I am so ready to serve God, to behave more Christ-like, and to be guided by Him in His daily life.
我已经准备好，我愿意多服侍神，而且我盼望我能够更像主。
I would like to take this opportunity to thank God and everyone for their prayers that cured me.
我想用这个机会来谢谢各位为我的祷告，也非常的感谢神。
Thank you.
谢谢。
我知道我们姐妹得了医治。
As I found out, our sister was healed.
但是我一直到昨天晚上大概九点我才看到她的见证。
It wasn't until 9 o'clock last night that I was able to read her testimony.
我看完她见证以后，我的心更加激动。
After I read her testimony, my heart was done.
这个主日本来我想要讲到好牧人跟羊圈。
Today I was planning to share about a good shepherd.
过去两天我也很认真的在准备。
And the past 2 days, I was preparing very diligently.
但是我心里面非常的挣扎。
But then I was struggling a lot.
我一面准备，一面我知道我心里面一点都不感动。
Because as I was preparing, my heart wasn't moved by this topic.
我真的一点都不想讲这些话。
I didn't want to even share about that.
昨天晚上我去一个 picnic.
So yesterday I went to a picnic.
应该是很快乐的时候。
It ought to be a very happy time.
但是我心里还是很挣扎。
But I was still struggling in my heart.
我觉得明天我要讲的事我一点都不感动。
Because I felt that what I was about to share The next day, I wasn't even touched by it.
所以我就找了一个借口，就赶快回家了。
So then I found an excuse and went home early.
当我看完这个见证以后
，After I read the story, the testimony.
啊，我知道我必须要改掉这个题目。
I realized I must change the sharing for this morning.
没有感动的，没有生命的事，不会有结果的。
If there is no inspiration, there is no feeling, there will be no result.
但是在这里有一件宇宙中非常大的事情发生了。
And yet there is something great in the universe that happened.
我也不能不传说。
And I must share it.
我们 Rhonda 姐妹说，那个是她一生中的转捩点。
Sister Rhonda shared that this was the defining moment in her life.
在这里有一个人，神对她是真实的了。
Here is a person, God is real to her.
这里有一个人，他在神面前变成一个，成为一个真实的人，成为一个活人了。
And here is a person that before God, she is a living person.
他从死里面进到生里面。
She went from death into life.
这是一个非常非常大的一件事。
And this is a tremendous thing.
这就是福音。
And this is the gospel.
我们姐妹说，她从小就在天主教里面聚会。
Our sister shared that from childhood she was in the Catholic church.
三年半前，她就受浸成为基督徒。
Three and a half years ago, she was baptized and became a Christian.
我相信圣经里面的神迹奇事的故事对她并不陌生。
I believe all the miracles mentioned in the Bible were not strange to her.
她也读过。
And she has read about these.
但是她说她从来没有看见过。
But she says she has never seen one.
更不要说她经历过。
And much less to say that she experienced one.
但是在那个时刻，这些对她都成为真实的了。
But yet at that moment, all these were real to her.
这是多么好的一件事情。
And what a wonderful thing it is.
过去这些日子，我们读约翰福音。
In these days, we are reading the Gospel of John.
每次我读的时候，我就非常盼望能够成为那一个生命改变的人。
Every time when I read it, how I wish I was that person, that very person that was changed.
神对我们成为真实的。
That God to us will be real.
圣经里面记载了许许多多关于神的事。
The Bible records so many things of God.
耶稣在约翰福音里面特别耶稣说到我是我是我是。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus said, I am, I am.
我是那真实的。
I am the true one.
我是那真实的光。
I am the light.
我是那真实的食物。
I am the food.
我是那真实的自由。
I am the true freedom.
我是那真实的爱。
I am the true love.
我是那真实的平安。
And I am the true peace.
他们讲到许许多多真实的。
He mentioned so many things that are true.
我不知道对你来说是不是你真的知道这是真实的。
I don't know if to you if it's really also real.
我也是从小读圣经故事的。
And I read of the stories in the Bible from my childhood.
上个礼拜五我们读到基甸。
Last week we read about Gideon.
基甸我这次读基甸的时候，我非常非常被他的生命摸到。
This time when I read of him, I was so touched by his life.
他说了一句话。
He said this statement.
他说，若是神与我同在，我怎么可能这个样子呢？
He said, if God were with us, how can we be in this state?
哦，他不满意，只是外面说神与你同在。
He wasn't satisfied with just hearing on the outside that God is with you.
他不愿意模模糊糊地说神与我同在就好了。
He didn't want to just stay in a very confused state, well, so God is with us.
就像我们一首诗歌说，我知道你常你无所不在，你常与我同在。但是我要亲自感到你握住我的手。
Just like a song that says, although I know that you are with me, but I want to feel your presence, that your hand is holding mine.
我记得我刚才说到我从小就在一个基督教的家庭长大。
I have shared that I grew up in a Christian home.
但是我渐渐长大的时候，我心里有个问题。
But then as I was growing up, I had this question in my heart.
没有人可以回答我。
No one can answer me.
那个我们教会里面所有的传道人几乎都来看过我。
All the preachers in the church, they all have, pretty much all have visited me.
因为我停止聚会了。
Because I stopped going to church.
他们就后来有个传道人实在受不了了，他就跟我讲，他说主要来了，主来日子近了，你要不可停止聚会。
And then one preacher came and said, well, the Lord is coming soon, you cannot, stop coming to meeting.
我迫不及待地说，那最好，我有问题我要亲自问他。
And then I said it in a hurry that, well, that would be great because then I can just ask him directly of all the questions that I have.
我知道基甸的心情。
I know how Gideon was feeling.
这么多美好的话对我不真实。
Because so many good words to me, they are not true, they're not real.
哦，我何等盼望这对我来，主亲自让我正能够亲自经历到这些话都是真的。
How I hope that all these words are true.
我不满意只是这样谈谈说说而已。
I'm not satisfied with just talking about it.
哦，何等好那一天，我们上个星期我们姐妹经历到这些对她都成为真实的。
It was wonderful that all these words to our sisters, to our sister was real.
哦，不仅是真实的。
And not only that.
不仅她的病得到医治。
Not only her illness was healed.
她得到那个生命。
She received that life.
所有关于，就像我们彼得后书里面所说的。
Just like what it says in 2 Peter.
所有关于这个生命，这个生命所有关于她这个生命该有的敬虔，这个知识全部都赐给他了。
All the knowledge and piety that is of this life have been shown to her.
就像一个孩子一出生那一刻。
Just like a child, the moment that the child was born.
这个人的生命该有的渴慕，该有的需要，该有的表现，都也同时有了。
All the desire, the need, and the behavior that it ought to have, it has all of that.
哦，多么美妙的事。
It is such a miraculous thing.
我们读约翰福音。
We read the Gospel of John.
我们今天读到第十四章了。
Today we are reading chapter 14.
忽然间对我来说，这个十四章里面所描写的事情，在我们姐妹身上都成为真实的了。
And to me, what was said in chapter 14 is all true, all real in our sister.
我们可以告诉我们姐妹，你脾气太大了。
And we can tell, verbally tell our sister, well, you have a bad temper.
我可以告诉我们姐妹，你该分享啊。
Or I can just say, oh sister, you should share.
你该读经啊，你该侍奉啊。
You should read the Bible, you should serve.
我相信她是个知识分子，她都知道，对对对，你讲的都对。
I believe she's an intellectual, and of course she will say, well, yes, you are right.
哦，当她遇见主那一刻。
But the moment that she met the Lord.
哦，这些都成为真实的了。
All these became real to her.
我们没有人再跟她讲一句这些话。
No one has to say any more of these words to her.
这个新生命是一个认罪的生命。
This new life is a life that confesses sin.
这个新生命是一个分享的生命。
And this new life is a life that shares.
这个新生命是个要侍奉的生命。
And this new life is a life that serves.
这个新生命渴慕主的话，像婴孩渴慕灵奶一样。
This new life desires the word of God just like a babe desiring the pure milk.
这些话我在圣经里面都读过。
I have read all these words before.
当我看到这个见证的时候，我知道都成为真实的，就在那一刻。
But that moment when I read to my sister, it's all real.
哦，这多么美妙的事。
It is such a wonderful thing.
哦，今天我们不管我们觉得我们人生中缺少什么。
I don't know what we feel that we need in this life.
你缺少平安吗？
Do you lack peace?
你有真自由吗？
Do you have true freedom?
你的心里真的饱足吗？
Are you really satisfied?
我听说最近最流行的歌是你 You Raise Me Up.
I heard that a very popular song nowadays is You Raise Me Up.
不管东方西方。
Whether it's in the West or the East.
不管中文英文
Whether Chinese or English
这是最流行的歌
It's the most popular song nowadays
这说出我们人心中多少需要
It talks about how much need we have in our hearts
来耶稣这里
Come to Jesus
主说人若渴了可以到我这里来
Jesus said anyone thirsts come to me
刚刚我们听到这个真的人他做了亲自见证他亲自替我们做见证。
We just heard a real person giving us a real testimony.
耶稣基督今日昨日直到永远没有改变。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever.
所有我们的困境是主的一个媒介只给我们的一个媒介一个管道。
All the distress that we experience is a medium for us to come to the Lord.
叫我们到主这里来。
For us to come to the Lord.
越困难的环境
the more difficult it is
越是主靠近你的时候
it is all the more the Lord is to draw near to you
当拿撒路病的时候
when Lazarus was sick
我们何等盼望主来
how we wish the Lord will come right away
我们何等盼望他不要死病就好了
how we wish that without dying that his illness would be healed
主让他一直病到死为止
the Lord allow him to get to his sickness to get worse and worse until he died.
那主说起来，我们去吧。
And then the Lord says, "Arise, let's go."
我们的朋友拉撒路睡了。
Our friend Lazarus is asleep.
他的门徒们因此就高兴了。
And then his disciples rejoiced.
看来主要做事了。
Looks like the Lord is about to work.
主一点都不客气。
The Lord was not modest about it at all.
他说他不是睡了，他真的死了。
The Lord said, "Well, he's not really asleep. He's actually dead."
哦，我相信当他们讲，当他们听见这句话，他们的心完全绝望了。
When upon hearing that, I'm sure their hearts were totally desperate.
这个完全的绝望带进主的工作。
It was a total hopelessness.
带进主的工作。
It brought about the Lord's work.
主说我是复活，我是生命。
The Lord says, "I am the resurrection and the life."
所有的困境是主最靠近我们的时候。
In the midst of all the difficulties, it is in the most difficult circumstances when the Lord is the nearest to us.
主爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
他不愿意我们只是那么简简，那么对他的认识只有那么一点点。
He doesn't want us to stay in the condition we just know him just that little bit.
他不愿意我们的生活一直在挣扎里面。
He doesn't want us to be in constant conflict.
他不愿意我们信主，但是我们的生活，我们的生命跟世人没有两样。
That we believe in him and yet our lives is no different than a non-Christian.
神不偏待人。
God doesn't show favoritism.
每一个人都可以亲自来验证神是真实的。
Everyone can prove that God is true.
就是个简单诚恳的信心。
It is that simple and sincere faith.
像我们姐妹讲的。
Just like what our sister shared.
一个简单诚恳的信心。
It is that simple, sincere faith.
今天我听到这些所有的神迹故事，我都要得到。
All the miracles that I have heard.I want to have that for myself as well.
我也要得医治。
I want to be healed as well.
我记得当我们祷告完，我就跟他，就跟我们姐妹谈了这么许多的见证。
After our prayer, I share with our sister all these testimonies.
我说我跟她说，让大姐妹，我们按照我们的背景，我们都是学科学的。
I said to her, according to our background, we study science.
对我们来说，我们的头脑都已经被训练得非常理智，非常逻辑。
So based on our training, we have been trained very logically.
但神不在这个境界里面。
But God is not in such a realm.
他一个学科学的人。
Someone who's a scientist.
他一个简单诚恳，像婴孩一样的信心。
A simple and sincere faith like that of a child.
替他打开了一个天上的门。
And that opened up the gate of heaven for her.
神的医治。
God's healing,
神的亮光,
and God's light,
神的爱,
and God's love,
就临到她,
all came upon her.
今天我们同样的一个简单的信心,
today, likewise, with a simple faith,
我们可以打开天上的门,
that can open up the gate of heaven for us.
在我有生之日,
in the days of my life,
我总要证明神对我是真的,
I want to prove that God is true to me.
不仅神对他成为真实的
Not only God proved that he is true to her
我们的姐妹在神面前成为一个真实的人
Our sister has become a true person before God
就像我们姐妹自己所说的
Just like what she shared
她从小就在天主教堂里面聚会
And since she was young, she went to a Catholic service
他们家总是迟到早退
Her family always arrived late and leave early
对他们来讲，聚会是个仪式而已。
To her, a service is a ritual.
信仰是个宗教而已。
Faith is a religion.
但是在上个主日，她要读圣经。
But 2 weeks ago, she started reading the Bible.
她里面有个东西开始有反应了。
Right within her, something is responding.
这是约翰福音他说这个是约翰福音的结论。
That is the conclusion of the Gospel of John.
那我们一起来读约翰福音第20章第30到第31节。
Please turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 30 and 31.
他说耶稣在门徒面前另外。
Chapter 20, verse 30 and 31.
他说耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。他这里讲到说，这许许多多的见证，都是叫我们相信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
Here it says that all these things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
不仅是相信他是基督，是神的儿子。
Not only believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
并且叫我们因着信他的名，我们就得到生命。
But that believing you may have life in His name.
请我们再读启示录第三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1-3.
你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，暗明你是活的，其实是死的。你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因我见你的行为活在我面前，没有一样是完全的，所以要回想你是怎样领受，怎样听见的，又要遵守，并要悔改。若不警醒，我必临到你那里，如同贼一样。我几时临到，你也绝不能知道。在我们第一处圣经，我们读到，我们得到一个生命。
In the Gospel of John, we read that we can receive life in His name.
这是一个新的生命。
And this is talking about a new life.
这个就是神对耶稣对尼哥底母所说的重生。
And that is exactly what Jesus meant when he said to Nicodemus, you must be born again.
因着这个新的生命。
Because of this new life.
我们进到神的国。
That we can enter the kingdom of God.
我们能见到神的国。
And that we can see the kingdom of God.
我们能够活在神的境界里面。
And we can also live in the realm of God.
所有关于神的事在我们里面都活过来了。
And then all the things of God becomes alive within us.
像生命一样的自然。
It is just as natural as life.
但是在启示录他说到一个非常悲哀的情形。
But then in Revelation, here we see a very tragic condition.
神的使者他对那个教会说
The angel of the Lord, the angel of the church wrote to, said to that church.
他说我知道你的行为。
I know your works.
爱民你是活的。
You have a name.
其实是死的。
That you are alive, but you are dead.
神的使者，神是他是鉴察人心的。
God is the one that searches the heart.
就像在撒母耳记里面，他说：“你们人是看外表，我是看内心。”
Just like what it says in Samuel, you look at the appearance, but I look at the heart.
他对那个教会说
：“He said to that church,
我知道你的行为。
I know your works.
我知道你们有许许多多的。”活动有许许多的行为。
You have a lot of works, a lot of activities.
你们也读经，也祷告。
You read the Bible and you pray.
你们也传福音。
And you preach the gospel.
你们也周济穷人。
And you help the poor.
你们也教主日学，你们也教主日学，你们也扫地，你们也当招待，甚至讲道。
You teach Sunday school. You sweep the floor. You do ushering.
但是呢
，But
但是呢
，But
你实在是该是活的，我看到你却是死的。
That you have a name that you are alive, but then you are dead.
他说到什么情形呢
？So what does that really mean?
他说你外面做了许许多多的活动。
You do a lot of things outwardly.
但是你里面的生命跟你外面的活动不相称。
But the life within you is not comparable to what the work on the outside is not comparable to the life within you.
我知道这是太实在的事了。
I know that is such a real state.
我自己就是这样的人。
Because I am someone like that.
我可以读圣经。
I can read the Bible.
可是我一点都不像彼得后书所说的爱慕灵奶。
But it's not like what it says in 2 Peter that I desire the pure milk.
我一看今天怎么读31节，我立刻骂约翰。
When I read verse 31, right away I would scold John.
哎，怎么不会分一半吗
？How come he didn't divide this verse into two halves?
我可以到非洲去周济穷人。
I can go to Africa to help the poor.
就像哥林多前书所说的。
Just like what it says in 1 Corinthians.
我可以舍弃所有的周济穷人。
I can give up everything to help the poor.
我甚至可以舍弃己身叫人焚烧。
I can even sacrifice my life and burn myself to help others.
可心里面还是没有爱。
And yet I can still be without love in my heart.
昨天我们在在那个 picnic 的时候。
Yesterday at the picnic.
那都是很小的孩子。
We had a lot of little kids.
我看那个 Eunice 大概是最大的孩子。
I think Eunice was the oldest one among them.
他们就坐在一起吃饭。
They sat together to eat.
我就看到 Eunice 呢抱了一个小弟弟。
I saw Eunice started holding a little boy.
我就跟Judy 讲啊。
I said to Judy.
啊，我说你看 Eunice 真像大姐姐。
I said to her, Eunice is like a big sister now.
真有爱心。
She is so loving.
你看没有人讲她就自动会照顾小弟弟。
No one told her, but she naturally took care of the little ones.
Judy 就跟我说对啊除了在家里以外。
And Judy said, yeah, of course. She's doing it, not at home.
啊我说正常的。
Well, that's natural, right?
这是每一个人的故事。
That's everyone's story.
我可以爱所有远方的人。我可以爱所有不在我家的人。
I can love everyone that's far away from me.
就我最靠近我的那是很难爱的。
Those that are closest to me is hard for me to love.
我们可以，我们罪人是非常可怜的。
We sinners are so pitiful.
我以前常常说这个，在主没有光照我之前，我知道我是罪人。
I have once shared that before the Lord shed his light in me, I knew I was a sinner.
但是我说我是最好的罪人。
But then I said, I am the best sinner of all the sinners.
因为我永远只比别人少一样罪。
Because I always have one sin less than everyone.
就是我从来不假冒伪善。
That is, I am never a hypocrite.
你看一个罪人还不在乎假冒伪善，那是多可怕的罪人。一个罪人还不在乎做假冒伪善的事，那是多可怕的事。
If a sinner still doesn't know about things that are of hypocrisy, what a terrible thing it is.
他甚至不 bother 做那个假冒伪善的人。
Oh, he doesn't even bother to do things that are hypocritic.
那真是罪人呢。
They really indeed are sinners.
不管谁跟我讲。你这样想法是不对的。
It doesn't matter who tells me that such a thought is wrong.
啊，我的父母亲都是敬虔的人。
My parents are devout Christians.
但是不能够改变我。
But that could not change me.
我就看不到一点点我是罪人。
I just could not see a bit that I'm a sinner.
啊，后来我知道我是罪人了。
But then later I realized I'm a sinner.
我也常常会认罪。
And I will confess my sin.
我说常常认罪是说在公开，不是在家里。
And what I meant was publicly confess my sin.
在家里我就像我说的，我从来没有认为是我错的。
At home, I never would confess that I'm wrong.
我在外面常常公开认罪。
And in the public, outside of the home, I would confess that I was wrong.
因为我知道那是不对的行为。
Because I knew that was wrong behavior.
但是我觉得非常痛苦的一件事情。
But something that is very painful inside of me.
不管我怎么认罪。
It doesn't matter how I confess.
我知道在我心里面我没有一点懊悔的感觉。
I realized I had no remorse whatsoever in my heart.
我知道是错的事。
I knew it was the wrong thing.
但是我不感觉到懊悔。
But I had no sense of remorse.
我觉得这是奇怪的事。
That was a weird thing.
但是我就没有能力能够使自己懊悔。
But I had no ability to make myself to feel guilty.
我们真的是没有盼望的罪人。
We are such hopeless sinners.
我们外面可以做许许多多基督教的行为。
On the outside, we can have a lot of Christian behaviors.
但是我里面缺少生命。
But inside of me, I'm lacking life.
神说你们爱民是活的但其实是死的。
By name you are alive, but you are actually dead.
哦，感谢主，主没有说完全死的。
But thank the Lord that it's not totally dead.
神说你要警醒。
God said you are to watch.
要坚固那剩下将要衰微的。
And you are to strengthen what is ready to die.
还有一点点。
There is a little bit left.
哦，我们已经信了主。
We have already believed in the Lord.
生命已经在我们里面。
And life is already inside of us.
只是我们的生命不兴盛而已。
It's just that our life is not strong.
神说今天将时间赐给我们当礼物。
God has given us time today as a gift.
他说你要悔改。
He said you are to repent.
你要坚固那将要衰微的。
And you are to strengthen which remains that are about to die.
因为主要来。
Because the Lord is coming.
他审判人不像人审判人。
When he judges men, is not like men judge men.
他不在乎我们外面说什么，我们做什么。
He doesn't care what we do on the outside or what we say on the outside.
他在乎你里面是什么。
He cares about what is inside of you.
我感谢主，主不仅说你里面还有一些将要衰微的生命。
Not only the Lord says that there is still something remains in you.
他还说，他还教导我们怎样回转。
And he teaches us how to return.
他说你要悔改。
He said you are to repent.
悔改的意思就是180度转变你的态度。
Repent meaning change your attitude 180 degrees.
他说你要领受。
And then you are to receive.
你要遵守你所领受的道。
And you are to hold fast to what you have heard.
我们真的不愿意我们这样日子继续下去。
And we don't want to just continue our days like this.
就像我们姐妹 Rhonda 讲的
Just like what Sister Rhonda shared
她以前过了这么长久这样的日子
She lived her days for so long like what it was before
现在我们刚听到她的见证你可以感受到她是个喜乐有力量的基督徒了
And you just heard her testimony that she is a vibrant Christian
我真的非常感谢主主赐给我们 Rhonda 姐妹一位非常敬虔的丈夫
And we thank the Lord that God has given her a very devout husband.
今天在我们当中，主也给我们许多敬虔的榜样。
And in our midst, God has given us many devout examples.
今天我们听到这样的见证。
Today, as we hear this testimony,
我们知道主离我们不远。
We know that the Lord is not far from us.
我真的觉得心里非常非常的这个敬畏。
And my heart is moved with fear.
在上两个星期这么安安静静的主正经过这里
And 2 weeks ago the Lord passed through here so quietly
我们都不知道
And we didn't know
什么是神迹奇事呢
What is the miracle
就神经过这里神做事
That is when God passed by here he worked
当神触摸到我们Rhonda姐妹的时候她的生命完全转换了
When God touched Sister Rhonda's life she had a transformation
这是何等好的事
What a great thing it is.
是主靠近我们的时候。
And it is a time when the Lord draws near to us.
我们的心转向他。
And let's just turn our hearts to Him.
我们再也不留恋这个没有生命的工作。
And let's not focus on the things, the work that have no life.
就像我昨天一整天我的感觉一样。
And it's just like the feelings I had the whole day yesterday.
我的女儿她刚刚从佛罗里达回来。
And my daughter just came back from Florida.
礼拜六早上我们才有时间谈话。
And we had a chance to chat Saturday morning.
她问我说妈妈你这个礼拜怎么样
And she asked me, Mom, how are you this week?
我说我非常 disturbed.
And said, I was very disturbed the whole week.
我想大概是我最近去医院太多次了。
Perhaps it's because I've been to the hospital too many times this week.
还是我没有睡好。
Or maybe I just haven't slept well.
可是总而言之我觉得我非常疲倦。
But no matter what, I just felt that I'm so weary.
现在我知道。
And now I know.
我们里面的生命衰微。
The life within us has weakened.
这是主的恩典。
And this is the Lord's grace.
他没有让我继续再讲那个没有感动的道。
He didn't want me to talk about the message that I wasn't even moved by.
这是神的恩典。
And this is this is God's grace.
每一秒钟都是神迹可能发生的时候。
Every moment is a time that a miracle can possibly happen.
耶稣正经过这里。
Jesus is passing through here.
我们都要说大卫的子孙，你怜悯我。
And we all can say, Son of David, have mercy on me.
我不要暗名是活的，里面却没有相称的生命。
I don't want to be alive by name, and yet I am dead.
主要停下来。
The Lord will stop.
这是他的职事。
Because this is his ministry.
他赐生命。
He gives life.
叫我们生命丰盛。
So that our life will be abundant.
我们说主你若肯我就活过来。
Lord, if you are willing, I will be made alive.
主要说我肯。
The Lord will say, I am willing.
他要摸我们。
He will touch us.
他叫我们活过来。
So that we can be made whole.
若是今天我们听完这个见证
After we hear this testimony today,
你心里仍旧没有感动,
If you still have, if still nothing touch you,
你可以向主祷告。
You can still pray to the Lord.
当你大施恩典的时候。
When you are gracious, when you are, abundantly gracious.
请你不要错过我。
Do not pass me by.
不要让我失去机会。
Do not let me lose that chance.
做一个自由有能力的基督徒。
That I can become a Christian that is with strength.
若是你今天心里有点感动。
And today, if you are moved,
神已经开始工作。
God has already begun His work.
就像我刚才讲的，没有一个天然的人会有这样的感动。
Just as I said, no natural man, natural life will have a movement in his heart.
这是圣灵在你里面的工作。
It is the work of the Holy Spirit in you.
我们求主大大的工作在我生命里。
We ask the Lord, I ask the Lord to work mightily in me.
完成我今生大事情。
And to fulfill His great mighty work in my life.
请我们来唱诗歌564首。我们请请替我们弹。
Let's sing hymn 564.